and her name was Codeine. Thought she was the cream of the Basin Street Queens. She got tired of that smoky wine dream. Began to feel lonesome.
Last hour of the program coming up for you. Now I'm going to get into Jones and Pope Francis with the feces, coprophagia stuff. I didn't get to it last week. I was just so overwhelmed and I was, you know, out in my own world last week. And so I'm going to get to it now. So this is Jones trashing the Jesuit Bergoglio, the Pope. Go ahead and hit the first segment of clip one.
Bottom of the hour. I'm not going to play Colbert for 11 minutes attacking me and lying about me today. He's not even worth it. Our audience is bigger than his. It really is. And we're a global audience, and we don't, you know, who wants to communicate with the lobotomy heads that watch him and think they're watching an intellectual? He is a fake guy in a fake outfit where he can get away with pure fake news as a comedian, lecturing us how we're fake news and saying we should be shut down, along with the Pope that says those of us that don't believe mainstream media are like those that have a sexual perversion of enjoying eating feces. That's official. That's on Infowars.com from a major Italian newspaper. You cannot make this up. No, being a guy that took over the Catholic Church using...
Go ahead and forward to 1401, Mr. Producer. Now, you can look at this two ways, what the Pope said, the quote-unquote Pope or anti-Pope, if you're a traditionalist, SSPX, or even further out there, Catholic. Set of a contest, whatever. He said, you know, people that get into this kind of funky forms of media have some sort of fascination with, you know, crap, meaning, you know, BS or human feces, whatever. Play the second part, 1401.
And the Pope's up there, they like eating poop for sexual pleasure. Boy, you're a pervert, bro, saying that. Wow, now it all fits. Now we know what you're into. Can you imagine Pope Francis sitting down to a big plate of crap? Just slice it into like it's a T-bone steak. You know, you see, it's going to be all the news. Alex Jones hit rock bottom. The boycott begins. He said that the Pope eats poop. No, the Pope said we eat poop. I threw it back at him. And you know what? I do think he probably really does it. Look at him. God, look at that organization overrun by every scum maggot you can imagine. Poor Catholics. Catholics are great people. I'm not judging any Catholic. Look at the Protestant church run by a bunch of perverts on average as well. But, I mean, just look at how the devil takes over the church. What a sickening joke. It's now run by a turd burglar. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
You can stop it there. So that was last week when the whole... you know, coprophagia, coprophilia thing came out. I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming to, you know, even have to witness this. But the Jesuits, I mean, folks, I talk about the Jesuits. I'm one of the few people out here that digs into this kind of skullduggery between Kosher Nostra and the Jesuits. There's other hosts out here that do it, but not that many because a lot of people shy away from it. But me being Italian and Catholic, and I'm like, you know what? Nothing's off the table with me. I like to see where the crap emanates from. I like to see where the evil stems from, and you got these factions, and I constantly cover this. The people that say that it's all the Jews 24/7, nothing but Jews behind everything. And then you got other people over here, the Phelpses, Szymanski, Cerucci, the rest of them. it's all the Jesuits behind everything and the Jews are innocent. Well, guess what? Both factions are wrong. There's evil people among every one of us, every one of you listening to my voice right now, you have that tendency in you to do wrong sometimes. It's called concupiscence, proclivity towards doing the wrong thing. We all have it. I mean, anybody that doesn't even want to broach that subject is a fool to me. We all get tempted into doing things that we know are counterproductive, that we know are against the justice in the universe, so forth and so on. No big deal. We all get tempted to do wrong. But to sit here and say that the only problem in the world is Jews and then nobody else has any other defects, that's a silly viewpoint. And then for these other guys over here on this other side to say, oh my God, Rome and the Jesuits and the blah, 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 that's the source of all evil in the world. No, that's not it either. There's a spiritual kind of condition that we're all in. And that's what it's a cool thing because we all have the choice to serve good, altruism, benevolence, decency, or we can turn towards the negative. Machiavellianism, ladder climbing, backstabbing, and all that trash. All of us, whether you're a Chinese person or a Japanese, whether you're Bosnian or Norse, South African, Nigeria, we all have that in us. Now, some of us, you can argue about, hey, different groups are more prone to this. Yeah, we can get into those things, but hey, the human Homo sapiens sapien, we're all a bunch of screwballs. Now, do we have characters in our midst that try to pull us purposefully into their little sick kind of paradigm and to use us and to actually kill us because we're not like them and because they view us as a threat? There's all kinds of that going on as well. And so, just like I talk about white genocide, sure, white genocide is happening right alongside as the world democide is happening, okay? This massive population culling is going on as well. And so, if you think that basically the genocide of the European nations where the Europeans are the majority is the only thing going on, it's not. There's a mass culling of the human population as well, no matter who you are, because, see, that's also a goal of the quote-unquote elite. And they're not elite, okay? These guys sitting there with billions of dollars, these Soros types or the Rothschild types or, the Rockefellers, whatever. They're not elites. They think they are, but they're not. When it comes down to brass tacks and when they got to take their last gasp on this earth, you think they're feeling like elites when they got to face the other side, when they got to face the justice of the universe? They're nothing. They're not elites. They're worms. Okay? And this is why a lot of us out here with nothing, I don't have anything. I'm a vagabond, man, basically. But you know what? I'm happier than those kind of punks. You know why? Because it's like, I have a benevolent and altruistic kind of view towards the universe and towards the species. I don't want to hurt others. Now, do I like watching my people and people get victimized by the thugs on the streets, by the rabble, the trash on the streets? No. I want to string all these punks up, these heroin addicts and the rest of them, because see, they're takers. They're not givers. I don't like takers. I like givers. I like people that that tip good at a restaurant. I like people that, open the door for an old person. I like people that, when they're in the line at the grocery store, they're cool to the people they're in line with. I don't like sitting here, have to work every day and watching some freeloader in Air Jordans swipe an EBT SNAP card in front of me getting better groceries than I got. You see, these are all things that really piss me off. This is what the universe doesn't like. This is the violation of the natural order of things to give the unproductive things that they don't deserve it because you got this racial baggage on your soul to think that because I look this way that I get free stuff. That's not how it works. That's why the entire country screwed up. All right. So let's, Mr. Producer, let's get clip 9 ready. This is Spiro, who I've interviewed a few times. I'm going to try to get him back on. He's with NewsBud and over there at Sibel Edmonds and so forth now. This is about this big pharma fast track. They're about to really they're about to throw some things onto the American marketplace. Who knows what they're going to do? Remember Vioxx that was killing people and all these drugs? Hit clip 9.
Does the Senate work for big pharma that hires lobbyists and people who make giant campaign contributions? Or does the Senate work for the American people who actually sent us here?
Hi, everyone. I'm Spiro for NewsBud.com. And that was Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking on the Senate floor on November 28th. She's talking about House Resolution 34, known as the 21st Century Cures Act.
There's a bill in Congress that could help unlock a cure for Alzheimer's and cancer as we know it, and help people seeking treatment for opioid addiction finally get the help they need. It's called the 21st Century Cures Act. It's an opportunity to save lives, and an opportunity we just can't miss.
Well, I have to admit that the 21st Century Cures Act sounds very nice, in the same kind of way that the Patriot Act or the Affordable Health Care Act sounded, giving everyone that warm and fuzzy feeling. I know that we all want cures for Alzheimer's and cancer. So the 21st Century Cures Act is supposed to accelerate the pace of cures in America by streamlining the drug and device development process, because according to their own website, the federal drug and device approval apparatus is in many ways a relic of another era. In other words, it's outdated, takes too long, and they're looking to speed up this whole process. So the 21st Century Cures Act was originally introduced and passed by the House in July of 2015 as Resolution 6 at that point in time. Well, after passing the House, the bill stalled. But over this most recent Thanksgiving holiday, the bill was revised. And many of the provisions in the bill were reassembled and repackaged into House Resolution 34, which was originally named the Tsunami Warning Education and Research Act, which has nothing to do with what it's become today. And it's no secret that the pharmaceutical industry and the government have enjoyed the perks of the revolving door that exists between them. The current acting FDA commissioner, Robert Califf, was appointed by Obama earlier this year. But before heading to the FDA, Califf was the chancellor of clinical and translational research at Duke University. And he received money from 23 drug companies, including giants like Johnson & Johnson, Lilly, Merck, GSK. And all of this is according to a disclosure statement on the website of Duke Clinical Research Institute. Now, on the FDA website, they state that the Food and Drug Administration is responsible for protecting the public health
by
ensuring safety.
Go ahead, stop it, Mr. Producer. You guys get, Duke University, another Catholic Vatican University. How you like it? The Blue Devils. How you like it? They don't have nothing to do with Big Pharma. They don't have nothing to do with the culling of the population. No. It's crazy. Mr. Producer, get clip 2 ready. We're going to get into Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and Roy Cohn. This one's for Nick over at Circus Maximus Radio. This should be fun. Go ahead and hit clip 2.
You know, I hope sometime after this is all over and the president's, you know, ensconced and we're reversing the globalist cancer, that you'll come on and talk about, because I've done a little bit of stalking of you, and I probably read 20 news, you know, New York Times articles about you going back to the 80s with you and Roy Cohn and Donald Trump hanging out and all the stuff you were up to. Of course, they demonized Roy Cohn and lied about him, who he was, what he did, a hard-nosed lawyer, of course, of the whole McCarthy era. But that's who Trump sat at the knee of and who really helped him. That's why they're so scared of him, because Roy Cohn was anti-communist, pro-America, pro-free market, and that's what's got him so scared, too.
Well, and he was a brawler. He was a fighter. I mean, you know, I didn't know him, obviously, in the 50s, because I was born in 1952. But I knew him later in the New York years, and he was one of the major figures in the defeat of Jimmy Carter and the election of Ronald Reagan. He was, by the way, a lifelong Democrat. He also was, I think, transformative in Donald Trump's understanding of the world outside of Queens. He was very helpful to Donald in his move to Manhattan and his move to become the most prominent real estate developer in the world, not just in Manhattan, but in the world.
That's right. Thank you, Roger. You're going to be hosting tomorrow, fourth hour, StoneColdTruth.com.
You can stop it there. So, I mean, you know, Cohn is a real mystery. You know, he's this gay Jew, flamboyant weirdo, had a fascination with frogs and all this, but he was like a real Jew hater of Jews. And so, I mean, he's a real mixed bag. And so, it is what it is. He was real, you know, anti-commie, and you know, there are Jews that really hate communism, like Joel Gilbert, who did the Dreams for My Real Father, video, and the No Place Like Utopia video, and he's got another one coming out now. I mean, he's a regular on Jones's program. I've watched both of those two movies, and he's basically this Jewish guy that really is on the surface reviles communism, and there's always been Jews that really hated communism, and so it's not all, you know, cut and dry. Like some people say, and you could always say if you get into the protocols, which I got my protocols out, and I haven't gotten to them tonight, and I got my Marx and Satan out. I seem to keep getting backed up on covering some of this stuff, but it's just like things are coming at us so fast that it's like I can't keep it all together. It's like I need a 5-hour show to really cover what I want, and 3 hours in a week's time, it's just, you would think, oh my God, you can't get to things in 3 hours. You got to realize on this end of the mic, things just go so fast. Let's see here. Got a couple minutes left. Let's hit Mr. Producer. Get clip 13 ready. We got to get this Bushwood thing out with Australia and this cancer cure, because I've been reading about this. And go ahead and hit 13.
Its cure and cancer don't often go together, but a single injection of a berry found only in Australia's far north is now thought to cure many types of cancer. It's been tested on animals at death's door and now on humans, making tumours disappear in just 48 hours.
In the depths of the Queensland rainforest grows a small seed with huge potential.
This is an extraordinary drug. It's a unique drug, and it really is something quite different.
Derived only from Australia's blushwood tree, EBC46 is a molecule that can fight cancer.
A full tumour destruction within 7 days.
Following astonishing results shrinking solid tumours in animals like Oscar, world-first human trials have now begun. For melanoma sufferer Denise Powell, joining the trial was a chance to avoid amputation.
My cancer surgeon said, I can take that one out. If you get any more, then you might lose an arm.
Instead of more surgery, EBC46 was injected directly into the tumour in Denise's armpit.
Less than 20 minutes, the tumour had gone purple, then black. Then within a couple of days, the tumour just kind of shriveled up and died.
This first stage trial is using safe, low doses, but even early results look promising.
Surgery treats most tumours, about 60% of them worldwide. And to
all
do
right,
that,
there's the music. It's the blushwood tree in Australia for everybody listening down there. Hey, let's all look into it. See you on the other side.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Let's see here. Let's get into Sheriff Joe and Obama's birth certificate. You know, a lot of people are saying that this whole dust up was because of the Electoral College thing, and this was a distraction and so forth and so on. Get clip 10 ready, Mr. Producer. I got a couple clips on this, but I don't know. I mean, the feds came after Sheriff Joe, and so this might be retaliation for the feds and so forth coming after him. Let's hit clip 10.
I have an article here dated December 14th, 2016, and it says a recent ballot challenge hearing. This is a court case in a court of law in New Jersey exposes a desperate strategy by Obama to distance himself from his forged certificate and induce the contrived value of his transient political popularity as the only legitimate qualification needed to hold the office of the presidency. So then it goes on to talk about the Maricopa County Law Enforcement Agency that conducted the six-month forensic examination. This is big, friends, because they are admitting now that it is fake. Now, I'm going to show you a clip, a couple of clips, actually, and listen carefully to how they explain why the document is forged. Just a very short clip. And then I'm going to demonstrate myself on here exactly how they literally have forged this document so that you can see with your own eyes the facts of what this man is saying and see that beyond a shadow of a doubt that they have admitted correctly it is a forged document. And all the lawyers and everybody who knows anything knows it's forged. It can be proven to be forged by, you know, any competent, ordinary individual with a computer. It's very, very simple. Everybody knows this thing is forged. So watch this and you'll see for yourself.
Mr. Producer. Go ahead and hit clip 18 real quick, and then we might have to play the rest on the other side.
So Sheriff Joe in Arizona, America's other sheriff, not Sheriff Clark, America's other TV sheriff, he held a press conference earlier today which outlined what his forensic investigators believe are nine different points of forgery, nine distinct elements of Obama's birth certificate that do not appear to be genuine based on what these investigators have compared it to. And they also believe that elements of his birth certificate were copied or duplicated from a genuine birth certificate belonging to an individual who was born around the same time. So similar stylings, but not genuine. These are not my claims. These are the claims of Sheriff Joe and his team. I do find it a little bit curious, to be totally honest with you, not to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole any more than I normally do on this channel, but to be completely honest with you, I do find it a little bit weird that on the day Sheriff Joe comes out with his final findings of this multi-year investigation, whatever he had going on in Arizona, he became obsessed with it. This is the day that it comes out, and yet it's the same day that Obama is ginning up for war with Russia and China. Totally weird, in my view, that it's the same day that we're raising rhetoric against China because they seized our drone in the South China Sea. And also the recent rhetoric from Obama as recently as earlier today saying that Russia is going to have to pay for hacking our election, which is a total Clinton/David Brock/correct-the-record/sleazy-DNC line of attack there, because first of all, Russia did not, in my view, hack the election.
You can stop it there. We'll start back on the other side. You can dump that video. We'll start fresh. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Era Charlie Daniels track. And you know, Charlie Daniels fell for some psyops. You can tell in the lyrics here. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. Well, he should have, you know, come on. Jumab Israelis, Kosher Nostra, Jesuits, all the left-wing scum that is trying to implement this Bolshevik-style system on us worldwide. The Russians were victims. You know, I mean, you can't judge Charlie Daniels. You know, there's some good lyrics in that song, you know, but speaking just for me and some people from Missouri, we got a thing or two to tell you all. See, you get outside these cities in Missouri, in my state, you get down into Farmington or Potosi, you get into Salem or Springfield. You want to see some hardcores? You want to see some people that'll cut your head off? You go into Missouri, down into, get out of Jefferson County. You get into Iron County. You get into Pike County. You want to play some games? You're done in these counties, okay? And so, look, just like Charlie Daniels said, some people from Tennessee. Well, there's some people from Missouri as well. We'll see what happens tomorrow and in the next coming number of days. There's quite a few scenarios that could play out. A big false flag could be planned between now and Disrupt J20 Day. Disrupt J20, January 20th, this big left-wing pinko commie movement. There's some things that could happen up there. You know, if Trump is in the bad graces of the same people that killed Kennedy, it remains to be seen. Don't make your judgment yet. You know, I was listening to Dr. Wynn Parker's program, like I talked about earlier, man. There's some things going on under the surface. Trump's EPA pick, climate change denier type thing, man. Think about Scalia, okay? Scalia went up right up against the Jesuits with their, you know, Pope Francis. Everybody look up Laudato Si, his encyclical on the environment. Get into the Paris climate change garbage. This is all Vatican stuff. I'm not going to cuss. I was about to. But see, get into this, folks. Get this into your mind. The Vatican is a vehicle. Now, we could argue about who's controlling it, whether it's the Jesuits or the Jews, okay? It doesn't matter. The Vatican's still the vehicle. It's still the muscle that implements the program, Agenda 2030, having a seat on the UN. All this crap's put in by the Curia and all the surrounding papal knights, okay? These are the guys that are running the NGOs and a lot of this weird crap. And a lot of you guys aren't paying attention to that. And a lot of you are. I'm not blaming anybody, and I'm not throwing the crap out there. But you got to realize, just along with this kosher gang, the Bronfmans and the Emanuels and the Bloombergs and all these people running kind of systems in all of our major cities and in Europe, you know, the immigrant kind of crisis and the – you got to realize there's the Rome gang too. And these are penetrated by a bunch of cryptos and all kinds of weird trash, okay? And so we have to realize Rome, the Vatican itself, is a vehicle. It's the muscle for world government. And, you know, my mom, bless her heart, is the most loyal Catholic woman, Italian, that you would ever want to meet in your life. And I've grown up in the bosom of the church. When I was in my mom's belly, she was taking communion. But you got, I'm wise enough to realize by reading all spectrums that something nefarious and weird has taken over the reins, the muscle of the church. And like the prophecies of some of these nuns, Our Lady of La Salette was one of them. The church will be an eclipse, and it'll become the seat of the Antichrist. This whole kind of Zio, New Vatican II, kosher, sick, weird, trash world government system. It's a big hybrid of a bunch of weird stuff. And the Sunnis, like the Saudis and Turks, you know, the Turks are a mixed bag of what kind of Islam they are, but they're part of the New World Order gang. Kemal Ataturk, the Young Turks, Sink Uyghur, all the freaks at the Young Turks, this left-wing Huffington Post, communist, that fat bloated sack at the Young Turks. See, that's all this new kind of gender dysphoric, weird kind of system that they're bringing at us, okay? So just keep it in your mind. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. I got to get this one out there. You know, these people that run our system are so wicked. Hit clip 11.
Is pedogate? The investigation begins on the front pages of the London Telegraph, where they say pedophilia is normal for men. Quote, pedophiles are told they are seducers and rapists of children. Yet they know their experiences are often loving and tender ones. They are told children are pure and innocent, devoid of sexuality. Yet they know, both from their own experiences of childhood and from the children they meet, that this is not the case. End quote. The investigation continues on the front pages of the New York Times, where they boldly state pedophilia is not a crime. They say that pedophiles should be given priority handicapped parking permits to facilitate their desires. Why park far away from a daycare when you can pull up right next to the door? Right next to the door so you can kidnap and rape your victims. This, of course, brings us to the current events unfolding in New York, linking New York's biggest child sex trafficker, Marina Abramovich, to the likes of John Podesta, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and more. And that's when the story exploded into what's known as spirit cooking, and later morphed into Pizzagate. Here are some of the images recovered through Jimmy Comet's Instagram. They're like scenes out of the movie Eyes Wide Shut, and include naked men on the street covered in blood. Jimmy Comet, of course, is linked to Podesta, Hillary, and even visited Obama on four different late-night occasions. The mere fact that the mainstream media has been forced to cover this issue, the plight of the DC pizza guy, shows the world that the elite have something to hide. Why would they spend so much of their time defending a pizzeria unless they had something to hide? Now ask yourself this. How does a pizza guy, Jimmy Comet, get named one of DC's most powerful people by GQ magazine, considering the thousands of politicians, diplomats, bureaucrats, and others living in Washington, D.C.? The answer is pedogate. The Washington elite are heavily invested in pedophilia, as was pointed out by the Washington Post earlier this year, as they covered the epidemic levels of child sex trafficking in the nation's capital. Little did they know that when covering this case, that it would bring them back to Comet Pizza, the Clintons, the Podestas, and the Hollywood elite.
All right. Yeah. And so look at the kidnapping rates, folks, the missing children in the Virginia Arlington area. Way off the charts. And so all these buffoons, these little chumps that want to say, oh, the whole thing's a psyop. I'm really looking at some of these people like, you know, you're clicked in and you're running cover. And I say some of them, you can see what their slant is. They're running cover for Rome, not necessarily the Jewish wing of this. They're running cover for the Roman wing of it. And that's what's real sick. You want to call out the Jews for everything they do, but when it comes time, it comes crunch time, you're not willing to clean up your own backyard. And you know who I'm talking about, listeners, some of you. Anyway. Mr. Producer, get clip 14 ready. We're going to play the November 28th, the Pizzagate video that actually Alex Jones had to scrub. And this is all over YouTube. This is all over the net that John Bowne did. And now Joe Biggs is gone. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs is gone over at InfoWars. So there's some real shakeups going on over there. And Jones is totally backed off and went into fetal position concerning Jimmy Comet, a.k.a. James Alefantis, the Comet Pizza system. He's probably said, oh, there's probably nothing going on over there. He's been totally coward. So let's hit clip 14.
This is on Infowars.com. Pizzagate is real. This is the FBI says this is pedophilia manuals. Let's go ahead and go to the report. Pizzagate is real. Something's going on. Something's being covered up. It needs to be investigated. So just call it fake news. These are real WikiLeaks. This is real stuff going on. Here it is.
A warning to viewers, the following images are disturbing. A verification that high-level Washington, D.C. predatory pedophiles were using a code to communicate child sex trafficking as casually as ordering a pizza. An FBI unclassified document from WikiLeaks revealed symbols and logos used by pedophiles to identify sexual preferences, to include those who sexually abuse children, as well as those who produce, distribute, and trade child pornography, are using various types of identification logos or symbols to recognize one another and distinguish their sexual preferences. Investigators should also be attentive to pedophilia symbols advertised on websites. During examinations of computer files, investigators should be conscious of subjects who try to conceal child pornography by labeling them with symbols instead of typical suggestive explicit names. Thus, the interest in code words. Now, clues. The menu from Comet Ping Pong. Notice the symbol of the ping pong paddles and its clever resemblance to the FBI document's symbol for child love. All right, hang on, New York Times. Before you declare this fake news from your ivory tower, now look at the symbol for Best of Pizza, just two doors down from Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Boldly using the symbol for boy lover, as was recorded on the unclassified FBI document. The evidence begins to reveal that Best of Pizza and Comet Ping Pong Pizza may be competing for the lucrative Washington, D.C. pedophile market right out in the open. Comet Ping Pong owner James Alefantis needs to explain himself, and so he did, via the Hillary Clinton colluding New York Times. But so many questions remain unanswered. Why was this said by the band Heavy Breathing performing in Comet Ping Pong?
He likes the world sounds.
And little boys.
And children.
I think that was his manager.
No.
Y'all have preferences.
Why is the artwork adorning Comet Ping Pong's walls at the very least so insanely creepy, especially for a family restaurant? Why is Alefantis so close to Tony Podesta as revealed in the WikiLeaks emails? And why does Mr. Podesta collect questionable artwork specializing in grotesque eroticism and pedophilic images, not to mention Podesta's dabbling in what appears to be cannibalistic rituals while continuing his old friendship with convicted pedophile Dennis Hastert? Why is this man wearing an I Love Children shirt in this situation? Why did you write hashtag murder next to this incredibly creepy photo you posted? Why do you find it amusing that this baby is for sale? Why do you associate with this artist? Why is any of this okay? And if these code words are eventually proven to be just another method of communication, then why did the Podesta emails mention the code word pasta for either little boy or sex 78 times? Code word cheese for little girl 85 times. And what does Podesta's friend Herb mean by this statement from a Podesta email? P.S. Do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta? According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the FBI, 460,699 children went missing in 2015 that we know of. Mr. Alefantis, this isn't a witch hunt, and it isn't an attack from fake news that your boyfriend David Brock, founder of Media Matters, would have us all ignore. Either you are the unlucky victim of a fake news onslaught due to your own poorly initiated publicity, or a decades-old pedophile ring operating in the power-hoarding shadows of Washington, D.C. is about to be opened from your front door.
You can stop it there. So this is the one that Jones and Company scrubbed, that report right there. And Alefantis, you can look at this guy. He's wearing rubber T-shirts and trash. I mean, come on. Who wears a rubber T-shirt, people? I mean, that right there. But you guys need to dig into this about the whole thing with Biggs this report that was scrubbed from InfoWars, Jones backing off. I mean, the whole thing, this guy, let me get back into my notes, Sharif Silmi from last week when I was mentioned this Arab weirdo lawyer that comes on and basically punks Jones on the air. You can watch this. I mean, this is all over, and it's real weird. That's all I'm going to say. I think Jones was basically threatened. It was like, you better back off on this ring in D.C. or you're dead. And he did so. And, you know, me, little old me, nobody here. I mean, by me even covering this, you know, this is high level weird stuff on the air, because it's like Kyle's going to probably put this out and other people and Hooli. I mean, the whole thing, I mean, I'm just disgusted by this. And all you guys up there in the alphabet agencies in D.C. that wink, wink, nod, nod to this, you're just as guilty as they are. I'm just going to say this to you scum. You should have took care of this a long time ago. And these guys should be in fear of you. All you unnamed, unknown people down there in the trenches in the alphabet agencies, they should be living in fear of you instead of the other way around. They got you, the whole thing skewed. Take back control, reinsert decency into our culture, and we'll all praise you. We're all asking you, start the civil war in the alphabet agencies, in the DC circuit. You guys, come on, do it. Start taking them down. You, it's your duty. It's your patriotic duty, and it's your duty before God, the creator of the universe. You know, screw it. Life, you got one life, and you might as well stand for justice. And many of you have the power to implement the justice, so I ask you to do it. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 20 ready. National Geographic, 9-year-old tranny. Let's rock clip 20.
Well, 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 what do we have here? Yes, indeed. It is the cover of the upcoming January edition of National Geographic, January 2017. Hey, and it's a special issue. It's the Gender Revolution. Thanks to Manos for sending me this link. It's just, why would anybody be surprised that National Geographic would be hind? Or would be behind this massive sort of depopulation agenda, since they are the de facto source for the global warming psyop. And I mention this quite often whenever I seem to cover National Geographic, which is more and more these days because of what they're up to. But I used to be a kind of a faithful National Geographic reader, although it's mostly pictures, right? But I noticed 6-7 years ago that it was going full-time sort of global warming, so I angrily canceled my subscription to National Geographic, and it's only gotten worse. And this is exactly what we should expect. They are mainstreaming this whole gender thing, and they are putting their pretty little trannies, instead of your typical tranny. Why don't you show your granny trannies or your middle-aged trannies? But no, they got to show you the boy trannies and how happy they are, and they got to put them in a sexual pose here with the purple yoga pants and sell it to you like it's a wonderful thing. Hey, humanity is evolving.
Go ahead, stop it. A 9-year-old tranny is going to be on the cover of National Geographic. Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. Larry Nichols with Jones. You're going to love some of this. Go ahead and hit clip 3.
This clip in a YouTube and Facebook video, and have you at the front say that and then come back. I mean, say that because I was interrupting you. What's you're saying it's already happening. What's happening?
It's happening. Here's what they're doing. On the 19th, they're going to have 38 of the Electoral College members that were dutifully supposed to vote for Trump. However, legally, they are free to vote their will. They are going to flip their votes. And on the 19th, Donald Trump will no longer be president. We won't hear about it officially until the 6th, but you'll hear about it before then. they'll start laying the cover and the groundwork right after the 19th. When they're certain they've got those votes in their hands, they'll start laying the cover and the groundwork of what to do in case there's pushback. Now, Alex, I'm telling guys, please hear me. You know, I told you they were going to do this. How could I have known, Alex, right after the election this was coming? They're not going to walk away from the powerful position that they have worked all their lives for, that this criminal organization has spent years trying to get. They finally get it in place. They finally get the media in exactly the place they want them. They finally, believe it or not, get the American people in the place they want them to where, okay, so you're catching us lying, so what? There's nothing you can do about it. That's where we are. Alex, who can you call the day after if this is done successfully? Who are you going to call? No one.
Well, and that's why they've gotten rid of any real journalist and have got the green light for media that's proven they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal. My friend, they are taking clips of me now on totally separate subjects and editing it together with other quotes I've made and putting it on NPR, and then that's picked up and put in newspapers. I say Hillary's responsible personally for running Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They killed hundreds of thousands of people, thousands of kids, chopped up, murdered, raped, killed. They cut that together and say, I say Hillary's raping kids in the bottom of a pizzeria. I've never seen the press go to that level of deception.
Alex, did you get my warning this morning? That person from the Attorney General to be office gave me another little warning. Alex, if they pull this off, you're number one on the list. You're going to be gone, buddy. InfoWars will be toast. You have been successful at getting first in line attention from Hillary. Now, remember, when they say fake news, when Hillary comes out saying this fake news is running the risk, by the way, they're going to come at you with inciting riots, inciting anarchy. That's what they're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. They're going to come at all of us. I guess.
Sure, they're going to blame the unrest trying to steal it from Trump on us.
That's right. That's right. Now, what the Clintons do since the day I was with them, and I helped design this system so I know it so well, what you always do is you accuse your enemy of exactly what you're doing.
Sure, so just like she got money from the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians publicly. They bragged about it. Then she just turns it around. She got money from the Russians. Then she turns it around and blames it on Trump.
Exactly. Now, you figure it out for yourself. Do you think when Donald Trump's out there talking about him?
Let's finish the program. We probably got a minute left. That is the Alinskyite tactic of projection. You blame your enemies for what exactly you're up to. This is Marx. This is Lenin. This is Trotsky. This is Stalin. This is Mao. This is Alinsky. I hope you folks enjoyed this program. Let RBN know that you think it's great. If you think it's great, email John and the network. And I want to thank Ken, the best board operator in existence, Ken. Merry Christmas to everybody, and love y'all, and hopefully we'll see you next week. I thought this was a good program, a lot of good information, so I appreciate everybody, and love everybody for listening. Thanks, Ken.
Layers, lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round, and for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is from the old school.